Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. Today is September 13th, 2020, and our show will be about current events, updates of the past week's news stories after stripping out the fake news. Usually these shows run 30 minutes in length and provide the listener with a clear, concise update of what happened in the past week without the mainstream news, without the propaganda, and without the narratives that are spun. Well, let's get started. This is a faith-based program. We'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach thousands, even a million if you will, Lord. May thy will be done, and we're grateful for the show and our audience. Please be with each and every one of them in their homes while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, we've had a doozy of a week for news. Lots happening, lots going on, a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, a lot of mistrust, a lot of distrust. We're getting to the point where no one knows what to believe anymore. Hopefully now during the show, I'll be able to give a clearer sense to the listeners about the actual facts and news. Once again, with all these news articles, take them how you want. You can interpret them any way you want. I'm not here shoving ideas down people's throats, while instead presenting the news and letting you come to your own conclusion. First thing, September 9th this week, President Donald Trump nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. The crowd was chanting at the latest Trump rally, "We love you." And this isn't a pro or a negative or an anti-Trump show, but the turnouts he's getting his rallies, it's unreal. The point of this show is to point out how many people attend his rallies, how much they love the president. Very different from what you hear in the news. Trump announced the troop withdrawal from Iraq this week. They're going to be pulling home 2,200 troops out of Iraq. This is more good news. This type of information doesn't seem to make the mainstream media. Or if it does, it's lower down on the page, it's hidden, it's buried, and no one really sees it. If they do see it, they'll give the credit to someone else. Someone in the military, someone at the Pentagon pulling out troops. But this is, I think, the third news item we've heard here in the last 6 months of reducing the number of troops in foreign countries. Now, yes, we would like to have them all removed. And I hear that a lot when I stress on social media that these are all good news, I get a lot of responses from folks that say, why are there any troops over there? Why do we have all these troops in different countries? Well, yes, that's the perfect world condition. There would not be any over there in a perfect world. We are far from that, folks, and we just have to hope for the small wins and be glad for these little things that are good. Another news item this week. Remember the Biden supporter? The Biden supporter who assaulted that 7-year-old boy that was wearing a MAGA hat? Once again, a 7-year-old boy walking down the street with a MAGA hat on, a red hat that said, Make America Great Again, was assaulted. That person is now going to be charged with hate crime charges. Hate crime. Now, we need to keep in mind, whatever your views are on politics or whoever you like, there's still no need to assault a 7-year-old boy and take his cap. But just to point out the facts, it was a Biden supporter who did that. Los Angeles County this week has announced that there'll be no trick-or-treating due to the COVID pandemic. Trick-or-treating is banned in Los Angeles this year for Halloween. If you're going to look up this news story, it came out September 9th. Once again, more in the wild and wacky. It's just, they're not even saying that you can go out and wear masks. They're not saying that you can go out and social distance. They're just outright canceling it. And those are the key words. Those are the things to look for when you start seeing things being shut down and eliminated. Twenty-four were arrested this week in Scotland. A massive sting that took place against international sex trafficking resulted in the arrest of 24 in Scotland. This is huge. This happened on September 9th. It was announced. Big news around the world. Didn't hardly make a blip in the radar here in the U.S., but it's once again, it's these human trafficking and sex trafficking gangs that are being shut down. And that's where the funding all comes from. You want to cut off the criminal event from happening, you cut off the funding. So you can't go out and just simply shut down sex trafficking. It's too prolific. It's too worldwide. You start shutting down these people and cutting off their funding, they're not able to do other things. This relates directly, once again, directly, President Trump's executive order that was signed on December 21st, 2017. That didn't make the news, by the way. But it's to cut off the funding and to shut down the bank accounts of anyone associated with human and sexual and child trafficking. That's why it's so huge. That's why the past 3 years we've been seeing all these groups being shut down, the swamp being drained. Now I know folks want to see the actual swamp being drained. People want Hillary Clinton, Hillary, Bill Clinton, Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Strzok, Page, all these people behind bars and in jail. So I do believe that day will come, but it's these other small wins that we're looking for. Also this last week, the Sturgis Rally in South Dakota took place, the motorcycle rally. Every year in August, the annual rally takes place in Sturgis. Now, South Dakota is a great spot to have it because they're very open. The governor is very good, I'll call it, there. They've never enacted any bans, never enacted any rules for social distancing, mask wearing, shutting down their businesses. They left everything open because they know better. South Dakota knows what's going on, and this pandemic is a plandemic. It's an orchestrated event. Now, that's not saying that the virus is not real. The virus is real. But calling this a worldwide global pandemic when such very, very, very few people are even dying from it, we know that there's other things at play here. So they say we're going to hold the rally, and when the rally ends, look what we get in the news from the propaganda news. COVID cases. COVID's breaking out in South Dakota. High number of COVID cases. No one's wearing masks. Too many people congregating. too many people, close connection, communication with each other, and they're spreading the disease. Why on earth do they hold the rally? That's the narrative we're getting from the mainstream news and the Democratic news, the left-wing news. Instead of how bad it was. I think we get a very different story for those who actually went there. The Bob Woodward book came out this week. Bob Woodward book. And this guy comes out, very interesting timing here, just 2 months before the election, and it's a very anti-Trump book. Very anti-Trump. It goes so far to say that at one point, when COVID was being discussed, Donald Trump says, I'm going to go and do my best to try to downplay it. Well, I think that that actually was correct. I think Donald Trump knew he couldn't get all worked up about it and have a knee-jerk reaction because it would send the general public into chaos. Downplayed it, says we'll do what we can. We're doing the best we can to contain it and fix the problem. Now remember, Donald Trump, as the president, also knows, like the governor of South Dakota, that this is a pandemic. He can't outright say it's a hoax, or it's false, or it's fake, because the left wing and the news media outlets will crucify him for that. So he's got to say, we got to contain it, we'll do what we best, we'll put our best men on it. In fact, they put together the team to do this, which contained Mike Pence and everybody else, so Trump didn't have to handle these daily press conferences. Well, that didn't work, because now Trump is doing the press conferences every day, and the media is blaming Trump for Corona, the pandemic, the COVID, the people dying. They're blaming him for everything. So he did say here that he wanted to downplay it. Well, the mainstream media got on that, and they're lining that up with more ammunition, such as when he said it was a potential hoax. It's not that, nothing to fear. Don't worry about it. And so they're really slamming him for that. So keep an eye on it. There are some good things in that Bob Woodward book, and we'll get to that in a minute. Operation Legend in Chicago took place. 2,000 arrests this last week. 2,000 arrests in the project itself. 592 defendants have been charged with federal crimes. This came out on September 9th. They're going after criminals in Chicago, and the operation is called Operation Legend. You don't hear about this in the news, but so far to date, there have been 2,000 arrests. 592 defendants have been charged with federal crimes. Now, these are federal. This is crossing state lines, which is a federal crime. So they're going after those guys draining the swamp in Chicago. God only knows they need the help there. This article, if you want to look it up, was done on September 9th. Also on September 9th, a very important note from President Trump in his press conference. He made comments about the military-industrial complex and the fact that those in the Pentagon want the wars. Those high-up officials want to keep us in never-ending wars because it benefits them and the large military businesses and the defense contractors that make big, big money on the wars and the conflicts. So he clarified that by saying, there's many in the military that love me, that are big fans of me, but he went on to say that those are the soldiers, the rank and file men and women. And they do. Big, big fans of Trump in the military. It's the deep state, it's the black hats, it's the bad guys that are still part of the brass and the very high up officials in the military that are still attempting this coup on the president, and they want him out of there. They want the wars. They want the wars with no end dates that just keep on going. And so guess who are upset the most when Trump signs peace agreements, announces troop withdrawals from countries? It's these same guys. You got to watch what he says here. This military-industrial complex, this relates back to the Eisenhower speech in the 1950s, where he himself knew what was going on and tried to expose it. JFK, President Kennedy, tried to expose it, knew what was going on, talked about the secret societies, talked about things and plans that are going on behind the scenes in a parallel government. These are not wild conspiracy theories of a shadow government. These are true, and they're trying to explain it to the public. Eisenhower did his best. Kennedy did his best. Trump is trying to doing his best to get this out there. They've got to eliminate, they need to eliminate the deep state players, the deep state actors, the black hats that are still in control of many things. The State Department came out this week with listing Communist China as the number one sex offender for human sex trafficking. The number one of all the countries, it's Communist China, the number one offender for human sex trafficking. This came out September 10th. This is the other reason that Donald Trump and those trying to clean the deep state are going after China in particular. But which country has the most ties directly to China? It's Feinstein, California. It is the Bidens, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. It's all these folks dealing with China, Pelosi, Schumer. I mean, Feinstein's driver, her personal driver for 20 years was a Chinese spy. These people are really, really pushing China into a favorable light. And that is not the case. Now, when QAnon talks about human trafficking, child sex trafficking, and talks about what's happening at Long Beach port, about the container ships coming in and the containers, he's talking about the people in those shipping containers that are going to and from China. That's what he's talking about. China, big news. That needs to be cleaned up. Facebook, Building 8, is based in China. That's where it's housed. That's where it's located, in China. These social media companies are all connected. Now, we hear a little bit in the news about TikTok, that small potatoes versus what's really going on. Now, back to the Bob Woodward book. There was a section in the book that backfired. Just came out the other day. It backfired because of the fact that it was exposed in one of the chapters that Mattis was exposed as trying to build a plot to overthrow the government. This is Mad Dog Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis. Another bad guy, a black hat, a deep state actor. These are the guys we need to remove. He was talking openly about trying to overthrow the Trump administration. That made it into the book. Now, no one's focusing on that. And I don't think Bob Woodward intended that section to come out, but people jumped on that right away. 9/10, September 10th. News about the health of Kim Jong-un came out. He's doing bad. He's had a heart problem. He's had a series of strokes. He's not in good condition. He's not in good health. This is also more propaganda. They want to keep this stirring the pot that North Korea is bad, Kim Jong-un is bad, and whenever he dies, whoever takes over is going to be bad. This is not the case. This was the case when it came out that the CIA was running the show behind the scenes there in North Korea. When the strings were cut of that operation, which Q clearly tells us that, Kim Jong-un was a puppet. He no longer needs to do that because the strings are cut. He's just a normal guy there. North Korea is not bad. They were bad when the CIA was running the show there. When the CIA was setting up that black site, that secret operation, like they were doing also in Iran. And then once they get control of the leaders there, they start swaying them and persuading them to be the bad guys on a global scale. And that's what makes the news. That's not the case. So Trump, of course, came out and defended him. He said Kim Jong-un is healthy. He's in, quote, good health, and you can never underestimate him. So that was more fodder in the news for the Democrats, that he's now supporting him, because in the Democrats' world, he is still the bad guy. Those of us awake who know the story know that that is not the case. There's nothing to fear from Kim Jong-un. North Korea has no plans to do anything against the U.S. They've got their own issues they're dealing with. The Mueller team. Came out this week that the Mueller team of many Democrats, they scrubbed their cell phones following the Russia investigation. Now this came out, I think, on purpose on 9/11. September 11th it came out, hoping to be buried in the news amongst all the other 9/11 anniversary events that were going on and the remembrance of 9/11. I think their plan was to release it that day and hope it got shoved down on the news, but it didn't. It actually made the top news. It was trending most of the day. Now, whether you're a fan of Republicans or Democrats or whoever you want personally to win the presidency, this is god awful. They're thinking it's 20 to 30 individuals. Some of these phones were scrubbed twice. Why on earth would a phone need to be scrubbed at all? So once again, we see the corruption with the foxes that are guarding the hen house. The Mueller team is the bad guys. They're not the good guys unveiling what happened. It's like the Warren Commission, the 9/11 Commission. Those groups that are sent out into the media to look like the good guys are actually the corrupt ones. Mueller's team now scrubs their phones and exposes more corruption there. Those following QAnon follow his post, his or her posts on a website called 8kun, and then those are published on a master site called QMap.pub. QMap.pub, very good site. That was exposed on September 10th. They exposed who the owner of the site was, who was hosting that site, and who was running that site, and who was making the updates to that site. He was doxxed, allegedly, he was an employee of Citigroup. Well, that doesn't matter necessarily, but the key of the point is the mainstream news now went after this person to say that it is a hoax. The whole QAnon movement is a hoax. You know that's not the case. QAnon already has been proven true dozens of times. We know QAnon is true. Q plus is the president. These are facts we already know. So they're trying to discredit the QMap.pub website, saying it's a hoax, it's been shut down. That's just a site where the Q drops are repopulated and published on in an easy-to-read format. It's got nothing to do with QAnon. The person hosting the site is not in communication with QAnon and is not QAnon. Now keep in mind, there are six or seven other sites that do the exact same thing. They're just republishing the posts from QAnon in an easy-to-read fashion. So you can still go out there to the other sites and still read the posts, read the drops, and see what Q is telling us about. QMap.pub happened to be the largest site. In fact, I went there myself. Very good site. Very well done. And so I think what happened there was the hosting provider pulled the plug on that site, said we're no longer going to host that site. And that's done with the help and the assistance of pressure from top officials that make these people compromised. There are various threats, I'm sure, that get done in the background to say you pull this site down, you no longer share it, or there will be other repercussions. So they brought it down. Once again, it has nothing to do with QAnon personally. It's not the official QAnon site. It just happened to be the most popular site. So, very interesting. Oregon had fires this week. Big news, 500,000 people expected to flee the area. And that's what's making the news, the flee, the emergency, people running off, scared, the state's burning down. Well, those fires are true, but they're not authentic or organic wildfires. They are being set they are being accelerated, and these numbers are being increased. Once again, the point of the fires is to get the point to the general public out there that Donald Trump is failing as a president. He can't control things. Things are out of hand during his four-year presidency. That's what the narrative is, not the fires themselves or who's setting them. They're doing all they can. It's a discredit campaign. What we've seen the last 4 years is a discredit campaign. Anything that Donald Trump touches is bad. Orange man, bad. Everything he says, bad. Everything he does, bad. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand politics. These are all things to discredit him. This week, the alleged leader of a major human smuggling organization was arrested by Brazil's federal police on September 10th. This is another big news here. It doesn't make the news in the US, but worldwide, this is a big story. In Brazil, they were able to take down, with the help of their federal police, a major human smuggling organization. Huge news. Once again, Donald Trump draining the swamp. The swamp is not, I repeat, not the US. It's not within the US borders. It contains that. But when Trump says draining the swamp, this is a global swamp. The swamp rats on a global basis. All these countries. Keep in mind this week, General Flynn on his Twitter account posted a new banner page. Usually that reflects something changed, that reflects some good news, that reflects something coming up in the coming weeks when General Flynn does something to his Twitter page. Once again, he changed that profile image, the profile image. And many times he doesn't even make a post. He just changes that. And then we see some good news coming out. It's a com. It's a comment. It's a code to let us know. That was done this week. Now, the Treasury Department secretly withheld $4 million from the New York Federal Fire Department, New York Fire Department. It relates to their 9/11 treatment program. And allegedly, they refused to give it back. Chuck Schumer retweets this on September 9th, and it makes all this sorts of news once again. They're talking about this fund that's going to help New York Fire Department firefighters to give them the mental help and the mental support they needed in the aftermath of 9/11. Well, everyone loves that, right? Everyone is for that. Who would ever be against that fund? Well, $4 million is missing, I guess. They're trying to blame it on Trump and his cabinet, and they're saying that they're not giving it back. But the timing of this comes out the day before 9/11. What better way to discredit Trump once again is to have something timed right in coming up to the anniversary, 19th year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and to have some disparaging remarks made about this. Now, once again, you have to look at the key words, the Treasury Department secretly withheld $4 million. Is that true? Well, I'm sure there's parts of it that's true, but how does it relate to Trump? Got to go back to the Treasury Department. Go to who's in charge of the Treasury Department. Go to that branch of the government and see what the story is. But immediately they blamed it on Trump. They had it timed to come out right before 9/11, and it's about the poor victims of the firefighters that don't receive or can't receive now any help in the aftermath of what they went through. That's a very powerful message, very powerful statement. That is propaganda at its best. That's not something that just accidentally leaked out. That was framed up that way and set up that way to really make Trump look bad. Now, on the heels of Trump looking bad, remember it was last week when they had the whole issue with the Atlantic magazine saying that Trump was disparaging the veterans, World War I veterans, World War II veterans, saying they were suckers and losers. That's to go after the entire veteran voting base. So you got to watch these things. Trump came out later and said that that was not true. We looked it up ourselves. He did not say those things, but the damage had already been done. Each week we see in the news, that there's a disparaging piece of the voting population that are going after, they're going after Trump to make him look bad. What's that? No, I'm on a call. All right, George Floyd death, May 25th in Minneapolis. That took place back on Memorial Day. George Floyd. Now, this week in Minneapolis, a judge dismissed the county district attorney for his and his team for the sloppy work that was being done on that case. They dropped the entire thing. Now, what he did was fired him and his team. So what came out in the news this last week on the criminal court case is that George Floyd from Minneapolis was an FBI informant in the past. Now, this doesn't make any news. This is not in the headlines. This is not in the news source. This is not anywhere that I've seen. But you've got to look at the documents on the pacer.gov website and look at the complaint. Why on earth was George Floyd an informant for the FBI? And why wasn't that made public? Is that the reason he was killed, scrubbed out? There are those who suspect this entire thing was a hoax. Is George Floyd even dead? Didn't look like the man. Who knows? But we do know this. George Floyd was an FBI informant at one point or at some point recently. Very odd. Very odd. QAnon makes a post on 9/11. Very interesting post. A lot of posts, by the way, if you're following on QAnon on September 10th were made. And I think that was the reason Q held off on making a lot of posts on 9/11, as not to detract from the anniversary events on 9/11. But the post that Q made on 9/11 was the following. James Comey treason was said in groups of five, 10 different times. Another post said John Brennan treason. This one was sent out, that phrase, exact same phrase, in groups of four, 12 times as a post, as a Q drop. Now, the comment here is, we know that James Comey is a traitor and John Brennan is a traitor. But what does the post mean? What does the post, what is the code? What does 5x10 mean? What does 4x12 mean? Why were these things done in groups of five? Why were they done in groups of four? If you stack them up and drop in those words side by side, they look like two huge towers. Line them up, they look like two huge towers. This was dropped on 9/11. Twin towers, get it? Could be the case. Others have suspected that 5 times 10 is 50. Maybe James Comey is facing 50 counts of treason. John Brennan, maybe he's facing 48 counts of treason, 4 times 12. Who knows? The question is, the answer may be that they're both right. The drops have double meanings. Also wrapping up now, the federal sealed indictments are currently at 193,700. Those are sealed indictments in a federal court around the entire United States that are sealed. Remember, on average, there's 1,100 federally sealed indictments at any time in the U.S. 1,100 over the course of a year are normally the ones that are sealed. So the question now is whether you believe QAnon or not. Why on earth are there 193,700 federally sealed indictments across the U.S.? That is the question. That is a fact. Now, the U.S. Marshals this week were involved in an operation that rescued sex trafficked children and then came out and made a note that saying the majority of these sex trafficked children are coming from the foster care programs. Foster care programs. Which Q has said all along, look at human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking. It's coming from the very groups that protect us. Each state has the Child Protection Service, CPS. Those, really, is where the bad guys are coming from. The foster care homes are where the bad guys are coming from. The foster care programs are the ones enabling this to happen. So once again, as Q said in the past, It's the foxes running the hen house. Foxes running the hen house. This is how the criminals are able to escape any kind of charges or being exposed. It's the guys running it that are the bad guys. Remember to check out all of our articles and content on eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click on the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, a big thank you this week to our Patreons. Those who give on a regular basis really helps us out. Thanks and have a good week. Across